Our dear loving Father in heaven, the giver of every good and perfect gift, the one to whom we can come to this morning to thank Thee, we desire to reverence Thee, to pour out our hearts to Thee on many occasions, and also to thank Thee for this privilege of being here. We pray that Thou wilt be with us today. Well, Thou'll open our hearts and our minds that we might learn of Thee. We thank Thee for the session of the conventions already passed. Look forward to others. We thank Thee for the many experiences in our lives. We thank Thee so much for Thy Son. We can come into this relationship with Thee and call Thee our Father. Now be with us in this session. Thou be with our dear brother Zeno as he reminds us of these wonderful truths. Be with us as we listen. May we listen carefully, and may we apply what we have learned into wisdom. And we thank Thee for the sentiments of this hymn. May this story never grow old to us, but may it be, as it were, fresh in our minds. We might tell it out to others. And we look forward to the time when we can see Thee face to face. Now we commit all to Thy care and keeping, especially this meeting, for we pray in Jesus' dear name. Amen.
Our dear friends, we are all looking forward to another day of blessings at the hand of the Lord. And we have a very fine start for our day's program. Our first speaker is one whom we have all heard many times before and whom we all love very much. His brother, Christian Zeno, one of our pilgrim brethren. His topic is the temple. I'm sure we're all very happy to have with us this morning Brother Zeno.
The prophet Habakkuk tells us about this temple that we have in mind. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. A wonderful prophecy, a wonderful subject. We therefore often sing, "Come all ye saints to Pisgah's mountain. Come view our home beyond the tide. Millennial kingdom is before us. Soon we'll sing on the other side." How meaningful all of these words are to us. Triumphant Zion, lift thy head from dust and darkness and the dead. Though humbled long, awake at length and gird thee with thy Savior's strength. Put all thy beauteous garments on, and let thine excellence be known, decked with the robe of Christ's righteousness. The world thy glory shall confess. And we believe it's very near, for the Lord shall be then in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. The hymn that we have chosen is timely, I believe. Repeat the story o'er and o'er of grace so full and free. I love to tell it more and more since grace has rescued me. Now together we sing, "The half was never told." Isn't that true? The half was never told. After the wonderful exposition of yesterday, these wonderful talks we've heard, and still we must confess the half was never told. Think what it'll be and mean to be with the Lord, to see Him as He is and share His glory. I wish to call to mind the 96th Psalm, a few verses. "Declare His glory among the nations, his wondrous work among the people. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Strength and beauty are in his temple, his sanctuary, the most holy of the tabernacle. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Reverence before him all the earth. Oh, how beautiful it always follows that the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. You remember that wonderful prophecy in Isaiah, the 6th chapter, where the prophet Isaiah said, I saw the King, the Lord, sitting upon a throne high and lofty, and his train, his attendants, the bride of Christ, the temple class followed him. They were there, sitting upon the throne with God and with the King Christ Jesus. And then he quickly said, the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. Yes, how wonderful these things are to us as Bible students. And oh, how we love them, love to talk about them, love to read about them. I'm going to call to mind another one by the prophet David. Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Think of the shelter he's given us as a temple class on this side of the veil. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Constantly, daily, hourly, seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Why did we come to this general convention? Chiefly to inquire in his temple. We heard much about the temple yesterday, and we'll hear more during the period of time that we have here, and it lifts us up above the earth and brings us very near to the Lord. And we constantly keep on inquiring more and more and more about the temple of God, pictured by Solomon's temple, you remember, one of the greatest and most beautiful buildings that ever was upon the earth. It pictured the temple of God. It pictured the temple that Habakkuk talked about when he said the Lord is in his holy temple. But I remind you, friends, that the 15th chapter of Revelation speaks of another temple. But that temple was filled with smoke. I remember when I was a boy, and I'd go to church, and they had a very large pipe organ. And the pulpit was right before that pipe organ. And they had the inscription above it, the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him. And every time I'd go, I'd think about it. When will it take place? How about the earth? Is the Lord in his holy temple? Is this the temple? And now we've learned that that temple is filled with smoke. Smoke means confusion. Oh, what a confusion to have. so much smoke they can't see and understand the truth. But you and I, as clear as crystal, a water of life flowing to eternal life, you and I have that clear water, the truth. Let us hold fast. We heard much about that yesterday. Oh, how much confusion, too, there's among students of the Bible. Let us not be confused, but let us constantly offer that prayer in the 71st Psalm, the first verse. Lord, let me never be put to confusion. Confusion means Babylon. Babylon means confusion. Smoke. Smoke. Do you want some more of that smoke? Then compromise the truth and you'll have the smoke. No, my dearly beloved, the Lord is in his holy temple. The half was never told. I hope this will be our theme song. The half was never told. Oh, the grace that the Lord has bestowed upon us is marvelous, is wonderful. And oh, what rapture will it be with all of the hosts above to sing through all eternity the wonders of God's love. The half was never told. No, my dearly beloved, we realize more and more what we believe and why we believe it. And oh, what joy it brings to our hearts. And now shall my head be lifted up. Our head is lifted up today. May it be lifted up continually until we make our calling and election sure. Now shall my head, and symbolically our head's Christ. He's the head to the church, which is his body. My head, Christ Jesus, is lifted up. He's present. I'm glad I heard that last evening. Wasn't that a wonderful arrangement? Ah, yes, friends. My head is lifted up, up above mine enemies, all around about us. That confusion, that smoke, but he's lifted up. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle. Yes, friends, will offer sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. How wonderful the prophet David calls to mind these beautiful things. Matthew 12:34. Out of the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Isn't that true, everyone you meet? Sometimes you can almost tell what they're thinking about before they even speak. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Firstly, it must and means that its affections and dispositions under full control. We must have our heart under full control. Then secondly, it means that justice and the principles of truth, brethren, the principles of truth are enthroned in our hearts. And if the principles of truth are enthroned in our hearts, then there'll never be any compromising. Then there'll be no confusion. But the moment we begin to compromise the truth, I've found it with brethren from coast to coast the past 40 years. There's a little compromising, and the next time you come back, there's confusion. And what's confusion? Smoke. Let us not get smoke in our eyes, brethren. No. Then there won't be any compromise of the truth. And thirdly, the principles of truth will be established in justice and mercy in our hearts. Therefore, let us keep our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Fourthly, it means that the love with supreme reverence, reverencing of God is the beginning of wisdom. We all know that. It means that love with supreme reverence will be established in our hearts. And our hearts filled with the love of God will produce God-likeness. Love in action, brotherly love, for then the love of God is shed abroad, diffused in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which God has been pleased to give unto us. Now let me turn to another sound. Oh, how we love the sounds that mean so much to us. My dearly beloved, we read in the 132nd Psalm, "For the Lord hath chosen Zion." You see Zion up there on Mount Zion? Yes, we see Zion stands on hill surrounded. "For the Lord hath chosen Zion, God Almighty." Think, brethren, all of this time since Pentecost, searching for that bride, that temple class, Zion. "He hath desired it for his habitation." That's almost incomprehensible, isn't it? That Zion has been desired of God Almighty long before the foundation of the world. "You were elect according to the foreknowledge of God," Peter said. God desired it to be his habitation, his dwelling place, the temple. That glorious temple that'll be the means of blessing all the nations and the families of the earth through that temple class. Do you see it? The half was never told, brethren. And then he quickly said, "This is my rest." Rest. God rest. Ah, he desired it, friends. He's creating it. The greatest of all creations in the universe. The temple class. And he said, "Here will I dwell." That means, friends, that we'll dwell with him. Not only see the Lord as he is, but share his glory. And we leave the sun and the moon and the stars to the Lord, won't we? Yes, someday perhaps they'll be inhabited. But he said we'd share that glory with Christ. See him as he is and share his glory. And be with the Father. "Here will I dwell, for I have desired it." You recognize now the temple class? You recognize now what it means to be of that class? Realize what it means to be faithful unto death? Yes. "I will abundantly bless her provisions." Isn't he abundantly blessing you? Isn't God abundantly blessing me? It's one constant blessing. Even the trials, even the experiences. What are we doing? What are we spending our time on? My dearly beloved, I believe the time is short when this temple will be complete and the Lord is in his holy temple. And look down here upon the earth. Peace, quietness. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations." I will be exalted among the people. The Lord, not a man, not a leader. With your eyes on some leader, man or woman, don't do it. See that temple? See Mount Zion? He took me up in a high mountain, and he showed me the golden city, the divine government, the temple, the new creation, if you please. And what was it? Coming down from God out of heaven, adorned as a bride, the bride, the bride, the husband, the husband, the husband. Oh, what a mystery it has been. The mystery now revealed unto you. The mystery now revealed unto me. We see it, friends, and it's very near, we believe. I was glad for that panel last night. Very fine. And I was so glad to have the brethren stand so firm on the paracy of the Lord. Isn't it strange that some can't see it? After they saw it, they lost it. Why? Because of smoke and confusion, of course. I will abundantly bless her convision, her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Then will I make the power of David to bud. Oh, how grand it'll be. I'm going to turn for a moment to another psalm, the 46th psalm. There is a river. Ah, yes. There's help. There's a river. The river of life. And we're just rivulets flowing to eternal life. Each one a rivulet of water, of truth. And when all these rivulets come together, then, my dearly beloved, the temple class will be complete. The river of life will flow to the human race. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Isn't that what you're hoping for and praying for? That's what I'm hoping for and praying for. Let us together in this bond of love, in this unity of faith, continue to sing, "The half was never told." But we get a little more, a little more. Our brother Davis is now up here to give us a little more. And the next brother, and so on. Let us pray for each one individually. Thank you.